No, it is important because it's, you know, I think there's so many different aspects to looking and communicating ideas about the landscape that you need to try and communicate those ideas much more positively by producing a set of pictures to create a narrative of images. So one image reinforced the key elements of what you're trying to communicate are amplified because a similar thing's happening in another picture. I mean, a lot of my current work is about photographing cities, and it's about different aspects. I mean, I'm working on a project now in Newcastle, and it's about 1960s development there. And you know, it's speaking a language which architects and town planners would be able to appreciate much more than a wilderness landscape photographer. They just see all this ugly brutalism. But within that, there are aesthetics and things that come into play. But just showing one picture of a motorway through Newcastle is totally open to interpretation, and I need to do it as part of a series about what happened to a particular place. And here again, I'm jumping completely in a different direction and looking into the social aspect of the landscape, the built environment, and this is something that I'm very, you know, keen to pursue, to communicate ideas about the built environment, which are much more difficult. I don't really play the art market game in the same way that a lot of successful art photographers have. And I think the point you've made when you were talking earlier about it's a kind of winning formula that's, you know, very marketable, then a lot of people just keep on doing more of that type of thing. But I see I'm interested in making money, but I'm also interested in being interested in the things that I'm doing. And so I'm interested in making images which may be not all that aesthetic looking, all that pleasing to look at.
If people don't get it,
well, I sometimes.